Judas Priest then doing the two things at once, breaking the law and living after midnight. It's the only way to live, eh? How he's doing it there? I'm totally peed off with everything. Christmas, Santa Claus, I don't know, I had to go down and help that guy in a lorry park there. Unloading into Santa Sledges for the Waynes. I love the Waynes. Can't stand all the scumbags, but Waynes and Doug's I love. You know what I was drinking out of the other day?
What?
One of these cups.
What cups?
A China cup. Hot lovin' night.
Oh, yeah.
That's that rubber face kicking the tables and battering decks and wrecking the place. Here, you still on that sauce, Erskine?
What sauce?
Exactly. Bumping the decks, man. What are you up to? Scratching on my elbow. I'm going to batter you later on. Definitely going to stiffen them. This phone's going mental here. It's 0836-219-890.
Hey, do you want a line
with him? Who, Matt Codwell. Alright, he's alive. Just lay that down there, I'll talk to him.
Are you ready,
Rob? Hey, here we go. Who's there? What? Hey, what you wanting, Rob?
Hello?
Hello? What you wanting?
What?
Do you want to talk to me? I saw your mum and daddy last night. Giving it air guitars, bonking and dancing and gym. No other place. What, I seen it?
What, you talked to Bert?
Who's Bert?
What?
Who am I talking to?
Hey,
right, want to talk to who?
Right,
hey, what can we do for you, Robert? I knew you'd come on with that. I knew it. I'm sure, I'm going to watch what I say here, but I'm sure you're...
Bon Jovi
the night. Now we're talking about a class. Are you a puppet? Somebody working you in the background there? That's what it sounds like. Gola gear, gola gear. Somebody hit you on the head with a gola gear. Where's Liz? She wait the bingo. Put her on here a minute. Come on, Liz, get your ass out of here. How you doing, baby? I tell you something, that's some air guitar you can play. What ones? Of course I am. For you, darling, I'd flip my lid. Do you enjoy it? See, my beard's away. Oh, I had to, I had a disease in my beard. Commonly known as, for the snobs, lobsters. Right, so I had to get rid of the lobsters out of my beard. Great, isn't it? So, right, listen, you lot have a nice time at New Year, eh? Well, I don't know, I might have 3 bottles of tequila this year, I had 4 last year. Oh, here, I like a wee bit of Southern Comfort myself. Right, well listen, thanks for calling in, and I hear your phone bill's getting kind of big.
I think it will be, aye,
pity. Well, pity I couldn't pay it, you know, but they don't pay me anything here. Okie dokie. Right, thanks for phoning. Take care of that, the boys of yours.
Bye.
Bye-bye, doll. There you go, eh? Madcap's pals. All that Johnson mob. Say hello to Big Stevie and all the mob out at Inip and Douglas in a paddock. And all that other crew out there. Well, here we go. I've been handed bits of... What is this? A bit of bog roll, man. This station got no ruddy paper. Right, Stevie Meekin wants to say hello to Andy Berry. You want an Iron Maiden, you'll just need to wait. How you doing out there, Jason? Thanks for a signal check, pal. Brilliant, brilliant. How's Jason's mum and dad? Mr. and Mrs. Jason. No bad, eh? Oh, yeah, this Rob Caldwell's on this, you know? Johnson, oh, he wants to say hello to Alice. Here, is she nice, Rob? Tell me, is Alison nice? And he introduced her to me, because I'm right into Alison's. I love them. I think they're brilliant. Anyway. Gypsy Road. See, I'm a wee bit laid back tonight. And you'll never guess why. Cinderella.
Yeah.
There you go, Gypsy Rose and Cinderella. I forgot to mention a few people that were at Johnson last night to give their services. What was it? Total Pink Distortion or something like that. And Durex Backwards Are Your Nut. And The Unfinished Melody, that was a band that couldn't play on. Something wrong. There's something wrong with my bass, man. There's something wrong with my bass. That's the way they went on, you know. Good boys, a lot of them. They all had a good bit of fun. And shame that their last band, you know, the Unfinished Melody, just crapped on us. Doesn't matter. Don't worry about it. Who's asking for this one? Flight of the Icarus and Iron Maiden. Wee guy just phoned in there. I kind of get him to write down. I've got to write it in the was now. Bulk papers on it. We know he phoned in saying a lot of Cookie, Casey, Gaza, Michelle, Peter, and Lynn, and he says I'm a dung brain. I tell you something, son, see when I got my hands on you, you'll not have any brains left because I'll soak them out with a straw. Emerson, Lake and Palmer, and from the Aldrum trilogy. Fancy finger work there. Well, I heard that there's a young lady out there called Karen Murphy, and I hope she's getting her tape on. Right, you've got five, we'll count down, get the recording going. 5, 2, 1. Right, you got it? Good, that's brilliant, that's brilliant. Well, Karen Murphy phoned in and says that her dad is going to do a sponsored sparring round the bowling club for a court death appeal. Is that taking off again, eh? And that's Tam Murphy. So he's going to be wearing a kilt and he's going to be wearing a Chaos t-shirt. Tell you something, his daughter says he's got nice legs. Tam, your daughter's got no bad legs, I know. How'd you like that? No problem, then. Well, remember, down at the bowling club there, Tam Murphy's going to do a sponsored sparring for court death appeal. So Tam, get your sparring felt and get a totty sack underneath it to hold the rest of the money. And I'm talking about money. Right, cheers, Tam. Thanks for phoning in, Karen. And I'm trying to play something a wee bit light for you here. This is Europe. We'll be right back. go, a deep purple. That's for the Caldwell family and all those mad ones out there, and John Snassen for that. Well, I've got a big, big request here to say before I put somebody live on here. It's for Kim, Anushka, Joe, and I call her Dungbrain. She knows who I'm talking about. That's Kim's pal, Dungbrain, Claire. You know her, Chocolate Claire. Aye. Anyway, girls, I hope you're listening tonight, because you know you're going to get stiffened when I see you next time. So remember, all you mob out there in Glenburn, keep trucking. Okay, live on air, I've got somebody coming up. Anyway, have a good cough, a splutter and a fart. Hey, who's there? What? Can't hear a thing, man. Can't hear them. Where are yous? I'm talking away myself, feel it fresh air. Let's see, I'm going to batter you. Who's there?
It's Sarah.
Right, Sarah, what can I do? What can I do for you?
Pink Floyd, Metallica, Guns N' Roses, something like that,
Led Zeppelin.
Oh, at once?
Aye. I'd be kind of mad, is it? Eh?
If you can do that, aye.
I can do anything.
Well, I'm sure you can.
Right, you just talk, you just keep talking now. Talk, okay. I say hello to all your pals. Watch this.
Okay.
Talk to your pals. On the radio.
Right, I'd like to say hello to Cam Clayton.
Is that it? Is that the only pal you've got?
No, I'm thinking it's painful.
It's painful?
It's painful to think.
I'll bet you it is.
I
visit
the drinks in the bank.
What school do you go to?
Parlor. What do you mean what school do I go to?
You sound kind of young to me.
I've just got a young voice.
Have you? What age are you?
16.
Uh-huh. You sound about 28.
Madcap.
What is it, darling?
It's Cam.
Right, Cam.
Right, I think you should come down and meet us in the bank house on Saturday night.
Why? What for?
Because we want to see you.
I'm just a big ugly bugger.
Och, I don't think so. I think you've got a dead sexy voice, know what I mean?
You think so?
You've got to come down to the bank house on Saturday night.
I can't go to these places, man. They're all full of posers.
No, it's not. Have you ever been in?
Aye. I had a wee look in it. I went, oh, no, look at all them.
Aye, probably us.
Full of slags.
Oh, here you.
That's why I'm
telling you not to say nothing nasty.
That's why I'm telling you not to go to it.
Aye, no bother then. Right, where can we meet you in Ladek on Saturday night?
Where does he want to meet us?
I've suggested the
bank house
and you said no, pal. Where?
Sorry, he'd up
at Gallagher. Where the last
supper was. That's exactly where I go.
No, somewhere else. Somewhere in the Renfrew Paisley area.
The Renfrew Paisley area. Ella Tech, get your bum through here. Come here. He says going to Latin Quarter.
On Saturday night?
Aye.
Will you be there?
Aye, who know?
But how will we know who you are?
I thought you said you'd recognise me when I walked in.
No, that was Sarah who said that.
Well?
What do you look like then?
I'm about 6'7".
Right, I tell you what, Madcap, put Latek on, he'll tell me the truth.
Right, Ella Tech, she wants to talk to you. Hurry up, wait here, this is a wee dung brain, this Latek. I tell you, I'm going to slap him a bit. He hasn't heard going out. Come here, you.
He's got black hair, right?
Uh-huh.
Right, and he's got blue eyes. Right? Pure jet black long hair, blue eyes. And he's kind of half-shaven. And he's about he's 6 feet three tall. He's well built. Right?
Oh, he's got him.
And he's got the denims on and a big leather jacket saying Madcap on it and a big skull on it.
Oof. You're serious? She'll finalise the details on it.
Right, okay then.
Long hair?
Aye.
And a motorbike?
Aye, Harley Davidson.
Very good.
What do you mean, very good?
Very good.
Hey, Latek. She doesn't believe me, man. I tear up the place apart when I come into Paisley Ware. I keep it in my living room.
Listen, girls, he's the only guy that's got a leather jacket and it's got a big tyre mark up it. And guess who ran over it? See, Meatloaf. Big Meatloaf signed his jacket He says, I want you to sign my jacket. He says, no buy ink. He says, I want you to run your big bite right across it, and there's a big skid mark right up the jacket.
Yeah, wait a minute, what do you mean skid mark my trousers?
Is he actually wearing the jacket when
Meatloaf
ran in the
Saturday? That's right, I wore it and I let him ride the bike across my back.
Aye. No,
right, what is it?
No, not your body,
your body. Oh, here, wait a minute, we're getting a wee bit uncouth for the airwave, you know.
Stick on some Metallica.
No, you ask for this, you're going to get it. Get your filthy hands off my desert. Final cut.
Yes.
Right, girls, we'll see you sometime, eh?
Right.
Thanks for calling. Take care.
Bye.
Brezhnev took Afghanistan and Begin took Beirut. Galtier took the Union Jack, and Maggie over lunch one day took a cruiser with all hands, apparently to make him give it back. Take all your overgrown infants away somewhere and build them a home, a little place of their own, a pledge of memorial home for incurable tyrants. Can appear to themselves every day on closed circuit TV to make sure they're still real. It's the only connection they feel.
Mr. Begin and friend, Mrs. Thatcher, the Paisley, Mr. Brezhnev and party, the ghost of McCarthy, and the memories of Nixon, and now, adding color, a group of anonymous Latin American meatpacking glitterati.
That guy on the phone says I'm gay. I'll gay him all over the place, bits and pieces over Paisley, Kilbarkin, Johnson, you name it. You name your place, Tube, and I'll be there. I tell you, I'll cut you into thousands of bits, you bum. Rainbow.
Oh,
you go, a rainbow and stargazer, nice long track there. Well, wee Ross phones in and he says, happy anniversary, Gordon and Cathy, and that's tomorrow. Stevie Meekin wants to say hello to Bruce Scott and Murray Cyril, and they're off the Renfrew Town Sea Scouts. This next big one is a track here, you'll never believe it. A lot of people are going to be quite happy. I'm going to be happy because I can sit back and relax. It's Led Zeppelin. Oh, and it's from Physical Graffiti. And yeah, you've guessed it. It's Kashmir. It's a big thank you for Stevie and everybody else that phoned in tonight asking for it.
Yeah. trace like thoughts inside a dream. He's the mask that led me to that place, yellow desert screen. My Shangri-La beneath the summer moon, I will return again. And the dust that blows high in dew when the moving through gets me.
Led Zeppelin and Kashmir. 9 minutes 41 seconds long. That's what you're asking for. That's what you're getting tonight. Some tube called Chugger keeps phoning up and wanting a mention. Okay, Chugger and Parry and Barry and Mick and Dick and whatever your name is, you've got your mention. Lots more Floyd requests, so you're just going to get a full side of Floyd, so enjoy it while it comes. Who's that? Tucker. Right, Tucker, you listening, pal?
We might talk in my car.
Here we go. Who's there?
Tucker.
How you doing, Tucker?
All right.
How do for you, pal? You say them all because you're live on the radio now. Funny how they all clamp up when you tell them that, innit?
Yeah. All the people for Seagate. But I know. You're fucking burnt.
Right, okay, just cut him. Never gets on again. Did you hear the swearing there? No problem. I cut him up here. Kind of go bums like that, you know? Don't mind the guys that are straight to talk this and talk that, but when you get the idiot coming in the background with the F's and the C's, they're not on. You're finished. Never get on chaos again, pal. Done in. Dark side of the moon, the full side of one.
got behind you. No one told you when to run. You missed the starting gun.
You know, like a full CD or a dark side of the moon. Excellent, excellent. Well, we better beat the bullet this time. I'm going to start gabbing out you bums out there. Hope you all enjoyed that, because that is just something else. This is Vain and Beat the Bullet. I've got Alex McGinnon with me, and I've got Joe LaTeX here. And the phones are going mental. It's 0836-219-890. And if you don't know off by heart, you're a bum.
Hey, I'm not- you got hiding? What you got hiding? You've got a way to make me feel like I wanna be with you. Just a little more than hypnotized. But if I do what I wanna, I get down on my knees, praying to the Lord that I'll be before it. I get down on my knees, praying to the Lord that I'll be before it. I'll be it. Baby, 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 I'll be it.
Stuff there for Vane, Beat the Bullet. I've just had Fraser Andrew on there for Johnson. I remember you, pal, when I used to change your nappies and wipe your snottery wee nose, eh? Big difference in you now. You still want to have a fight with me, aye? So you keep telling me. What do you make of this? Phones are going bananas here. Love it, love it. Anyway, colour mentions coming up, if I can find the damn things. Gillian and Sharon. Stevie and Gemmell. Paul Whitehorn wants some Bon Jovi for Davy Henderson and Mary Russell. Oh, all at Mary Russell. That's a school, isn't it? I was going to say up at Mary Russell, but somebody might get offended. You just need to wait in Bon Jovi. Favourite of mine, Uriah Heep. Big hello to Paul, Ficker, Donald, Brian, Robert and Jackie. Hope you keep on snottering.